This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A former Louisville, Kentucky police officer has been cleared of charges related to the Breonna Taylor raid. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
We, the jury, found the defendant, Brett Hankison, not guilty.
A jury of eight men and four women found former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison not guilty of charges that he endangered neighbors when he fired into Breonna Taylor's apartment during a botched drug raid that resulted in Taylor's death. The jury reached the verdict after about 3 hours of deliberation. Hankison did not fire any of the bullets that killed the 26-year-old Taylor on March 13, 2020. None of the officers involved in the raid were charged with Taylor's death. Hankison's acquittal likely ends the possibility of state criminal charges against any of the officers involved in the raid. A federal investigation into whether the officers violated Taylor's civil rights is underway. I'm Mike Gracia.
The United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, warned Thursday that Iran had increased its stockpile of uranium well beyond the limits established in the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. This inches it closer to being capable of building a nuclear weapon. In a confidential quarterly report to member nations, the IAEA said Iran has an estimated 33.2 kilograms of uranium enriched to up to 60% fissile purity. That's an increase of 15.5 kilograms since November. Highly enriched uranium can be refined to make nuclear weapons. The IAEA report estimates as of February 19th, Iran had 3.2 metric tons. VOA News. Moscow's attempt to quickly take over the Ukrainian capital is apparently stalled, but the military has made significant gains in the south in an effort to sever the country's connection to the Black and Azov Seas. The local government officials said the Russian military confirmed the seizure of Kherson, the first city to fall in Russia's week-old invasion of Ukraine, following days of disputed claims over who was in control. A U.S. defense official said Washington was unable to confirm the development. Russian troops were also besieging the port city of Mariupol, east of Kherson. Mayor Vadim Boychenko said the Russian effort was aimed at isolating Ukraine. Boychenko said the Russians are attacking rail stations to prevent civilian evacuations and that the attacks have cut off water and power. Ukraine's defense minister wrote on Facebook of Ukraine's achievement in holding off the Russians in many areas. He said no one, neither in Russia nor in the West, believed we would last a week. It has been 8 days since Russia invaded Ukraine February 24th. The U.S. is taking more action against Vladimir Putin's inner circle as his forces continue hammering Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
President Biden says new sanctions target Russian oligarchs and others, including Putin's press secretary.
The goal was to maximize the impact on Putin and Russia and minimize the harm on us and our allies and friends around the world.
The list includes billionaire Putin ally Alisher Usmanov, the owner of one of the world's biggest yachts, which Germany has already seized. The steps will keep dozens of oligarchs and family members from traveling to the U.S. while cutting them off from America's financial system and freezing their assets here. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Oil reached the price of more than $110 a barrel on Thursday as the ongoing conflict left oil and gas markets unstable. Western sanctions have stalled the market for Russian crude oil, sending prices into freefall as buyers look for alternatives. An Estonian-owned cargo ship sank Thursday off Ukraine's major Black Sea port of Odessa. The head of Ukraine's maritime administration said it happened hours after a Bangladeshi vessel was hit by a missile or bomb at a port east of Odessa, underlining the growing peril to merchant shipping after Russia's invasion. And U.S. pharmaceutical company Purdue Pharma, makers of opioid painkiller OxyContin, have reached a new settlement with eight U.S. states and the District of Columbia to pay up to $6 billion in damages for the company's role in the U.S. opioid epidemic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.